Hello and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Anthony. I'm a missionary at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today, we're going to be reflecting on a reading from the Book of Wisdom, Chapter 2. And before we enter into this, I want you guys to hear these words in the context. Imagine someone today who would be very anti-God, very like militantly atheist, and kind of hear the similarities between the Book of Wisdom and maybe your own experience of people like that. It reads, "The wicked said among themselves, thinking not aright, let us beset the just one, because he is obnoxious to us. He sets himself against our doings, reproaches us for transgressions of the law, and charges us with violations of our training. He professes to have knowledge of God and styles himself a child of the Lord. To us, he is the censor of our thoughts. Merely to see him is a hardship for us, because his life is not like that of others, and different are his ways. He judges us debased. He holds aloof from our paths as from things impure. He calls blessed the destiny of the just and boasts that God is his father. Let us see whether his words be true. Let us find out what will happen to him. For if the just one be the son of God, he will defend him and deliver him from the hand of his foes. With revilement and torture, let us put him to the test, that we may have proof of his gentleness, and try his patience. Let us condemn him to a shameful death. For according to his words, God will take care of him." These were their thoughts, but they erred, for their wickedness blinded them, and they knew not the hidden counsels of God. Neither did they count on a recompense of holiness, nor discern the innocent soul's reward. I love reading the Book of Wisdom. It is, as its name says, it's incredibly wise. Now, I think there's a lot of layers to the scripture passage, because it, one, is an example and like a foreshadowing, in a sense, of Christ's life, the hate that he received from the Pharisees and other people, and then eventually his death. And it also plays into how the thoughts of the wicked, the thoughts of the world that are actively opposed to God, present themselves in all generations and all times. Right. So the just one said this about Jesus. They were obnoxious. Like, the Pharisees thought Jesus was obnoxious. They were like, he's telling us what we're doing wrong, calls us transgressors of the law. He professes to know God, but the Pharisees are the one that say, we know what it's like to serve the Lord. They call himself the Son of Man, right? This is horrible. What should we do? Well, let's test to see who he is. Let's see whether his words are true, right? And you hear that. Let us see whether his words be true. When you say that, you can almost hear your heart and in the words that you say, that it's not like an earnest inquiry of whether or not this is true. It's like it's a hateful sentence, right? And the wicked do hate, right? These men who put Jesus to death hated him, and they desired him to be gone. They desired him to be gone, and they justified it by saying, if he is the Son of God, then God will take care of him. He'll get down from the cross, right? And in today's world, we're kind of coming up against this first part of this passage. The one that stands out to me a lot is it says, charges us with violations of our training. I know a big conversation that happens in our world today is what's going on in education systems, what people are believing is truth, right? That a lot of people are being taught error as what's true, right? And so we have to be able to see for what it really is, what the same spirit that same spirit in people that put Jesus to death doesn't pass away from generation to generation, but it manifests itself differently. But we must also, like God, have an innocent soul's reward. This has been a scripture reflection on the Book of Wisdom. To learn more about Damascus and the programs offered, visit us at damascus.net.